The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is tiny tomato plants for container gardens. Tiny tomato plants, often called dwarf or micro-dwarf varieties, are specially bred to thrive in containers as small as 6 inches tall. Unlike standard tomatoes that require large pots or even a place in the garden, tiny tomato plants for container gardens stay compact. This makes them ideal for balconies, patios, or anywhere space is at a premium. These gardening powerhouses, known for their high productivity and intense sweetness, range from bite-sized cherry tomatoes to some as small as peas. Charming. Consider them for pots or even hanging baskets. Top performers include fun named selections like Renaissance Farms Ink Spot and Micro Tom and Tiny Tim from Victory Seeds. Tiny tomato plants for container gardens come in many forms. Popular categories and varieties. First, currant tomatoes. The smallest variety are truly pea-sized. My favorites are spoon tomatoes. Sweet and pretty, they taste delicious and look lovely scattered on a cheese plate or a pasta dish. Next are micro dwarfs. These are the next size up and include some of the aforementioned choices, Tiny Tim and Micro Tom. Yum. Grape tomatoes. Generally similar in size to cherry tomatoes, but with thicker skin and an oblong shape. These make such a pretty addition to salad or caprese plate. A popular, crack-resistant choice is an AAS selection from 2018 called Valentine. It's deep red in color and extremely sweet, a tiny delight. And finally, what everybody knows, cherry tomatoes. My choice from Bounty Hunter Seeds is Sweet Splash Electra. It's a variegated dwarf tomato plant that produces large yellow cherry tomatoes with green stripes. The flavor is sweet, yet tangy, and very unique. So why grow them? In addition to their efficient sizes, why grow them? First, they have massive yields. A single plant can produce thousands of fruits per season. Next, consider the nutritional punch they pack. These little guys are rich in lycopene, an antioxidant for both heart and bone health, vitamin C, and vitamin A. Finally, tiny tomatoes are versatile. Beyond just snacking, they can be frozen whole for a year, pickled, and even roasted. Finally, quick care tips. Not unlike their full-size counterparts, tiny tomato plants for container gardens thrive with a basic care routine. First, they need 6 to 8 hours of direct sun daily. While nearly all these small varieties are bred to be determinate, a few, like Golden Hour and Joshalos, may continue to produce fruit over a long period of time. They may need a little support, like a small stake or cage, but the vast majority are bushy plants that fruit all at once, also known as determinate. As with all potted veggies, choose a well-draining container with a high-quality soil. And finally, water these babies. It is suggested to give them a heavy soaking every few days rather than light sprinkles.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.